Hubba-da, 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 hubba-da. It's the news, according to me. Well, it's Friday. Kind of late in the day. It's 4:11, almost 4:12. Basically, it's 4:12. Flipping over to 4:12 right now. On a Friday afternoon, November 8th, 1942. A day that will live in hilarity. We have... That's 2024, for those of you who might be listening to this out there in space or possibly digging it up from the Earth in a million years from now. We have, And I have a cup, believe it or not. I haven't had my chai yet today, so I decided to just go ahead and make myself some chai. I have creamy chai, vanilla chai with Almond Joy creamer in it. But... I also have a backup cup, and the backup cup is not what you might think. I've had it before, but you may not, you know, it's kind of out of the blue. Apple cider. Ah, it's good stuff this time of year in the fall. It's just a good fall drink. I don't know why it reminds, it's just memories. You know, it brings up memories of fallness. I just don't like what comes after fall. I like fall, I just don't like what comes after. I wish we could go right from fall to spring. That'd be great. But I'm not one in charge, so... Can't make those decisions. Apparently, we need a winner in there somewhere. I have the left is just they are tripping all over themselves, trying to figure out. It was interesting. I had this really last night. I couldn't sleep. I was in Miami yesterday, believe it or not. Actually, this morning I was still in Miami this morning. But I got down to Miami yesterday and spent the night there. I got done really late. It was like by the time I got to the hotel, it was like 1 a.m. this morning. When I got in. And my mind was just, it was just going like nuts. And unfortunately, I had a chance, a little bit of a chance in the morning to take a little bit of a nap. I slept in a little bit the night before. Well, actually, that's not really true either. I got in at 2 a.m. I drove home on Wednesday night. Got done about... it was midnight Eastern time. I ended up driving home from Chicago. Got home, got in bed about 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, and then slept in as much as I could. I went to I had to drive to Michigan City around 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30. Ended up going to Michigan City, hung out there for most of the day, and I took a nap and was able to take a nap there. I probably got an hour of sleep, an hour, maybe two. And I was just kind of milling around most of the day. I was going to work out. I didn't do that. I was going to try to at least get some walking done too as well, but I didn't do any of that. Next thing I know, they needed me to come in, go to Miami. So I did that, went down to Miami, and then I didn't get in until almost 1 o'clock in the morning because of the issues with getting in there. And I think the flight got in at midnight. So I spent some time there this morning, and then I actually got away from there early today, which I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting to get out of there until this afternoon, and actually was able to get out of there this morning. I think I took the last seat on the flight. Well, there was one guy on standby behind me, and he actually got the last seat, but I got the next to the last seat. Made it back to Chicago. Then I drove back from Chicago. And fortunately, the traffic wasn't really that bad tonight. I was actually shocked. On a Friday, usually it's weird. Since Tuesday, this has been really bizarre. Since Tuesday, I've noticed on Wednesday and Thursday, and then today, the traffic normally going through the Illinois-Indiana line is typically backed up like crazy, and it's a mess. And it was not both times I've been able to make it through there with that relative. It's still congested and has its issues. There's a couple slowdown spots there that are always slowed down. But I was shocked that for the most part it was. I don't know if some things have opened up in terms of they had some. There's a lot of construction going on. I don't know if there's other routes that people are taking because they're going around other issues. Maybe people are going downtown more now. I don't know. I don't know what's going on to get around Chicago. But it was definitely better this week ever since the election. I don't know maybe it's just my attitude. I don't know. It's definitely because it would come to a complete stop for sometimes for 5 minutes. That has not happened at all. Which, again, for those of you who are driving on the highway out there, the left lane should never come to a stop. It should never come to a stop. The only reason it does that is because you've got crazy, wacky people changing lanes too fast, and then they're going, first of all, they're not spacing enough space between the car. When you're riding other people's tails, this is what happens. Person in front of you slows down, and all of a sudden you have to slam your brakes on. You have to overcompensate. And you get too many people doing that. You can see it from the air. I've watched this phenomenon from the air. One person will slow down a little bit, and another person's somebody cuts in front of them or whatever. They have to slow down when they have to hit the brakes hard. The person who's following too close has no cushion. They have to slam their brakes on even more because your closure rate is actually you have to. Well, then there's more people behind them. They're all, so everybody starts putting on their brakes. So this no accidents, nothing that actually should be stopping these cars. The problem is they have not given themselves enough room in front to do a normal slowdown. So there's sort of some cushion there. There's no closure rate cushion, and they can't. And then you got people jumping over into, they're just lane changing all the time, thinking that I've got to get there. I have people passing me all the time. Drives me nuts. They'll pass me on the right. I'm in the left lane. Left lane's moving 75, 80 miles an hour. So what do you want? All the other lanes are pretty much clogged up in a mess, and you're trying to pass people on the right. That doesn't work very well. That's how accidents happen, by the way. Be happy with the 75 miles an hour. So you get these people that go around you on the right, jump in front of you when there's just enough space there. So now you got to slow down, back up again. And then they change lanes again. The next thing you know, 5 minutes later, you see them coming up behind you again because they were changing lanes so much that they actually lost ground. All that work that they did to save 5 seconds, literally. That, if you count the distance between me and that car, by the time we go down the road 10 miles, there's probably less than 10 seconds between us. After they've done all this work trying to wiggle their way around the traffic and get there faster than everybody else, and all they're doing is creating more problems. They don't realize that. But that's what causes the left hammer lane. All the other lanes will be moving. And the passing lane comes to a complete stop. There's no reason for that. No reason for that whatsoever. That's just poor technique in people's driving. I'm done with my soapbox now. Now, getting back to the story, basically. So then I drove home today, and I had to complete a voiceover thing. I still had another voiceover thing to do so I could get to my show here. So now we got the show going. Not going to be a real long show because I actually have some stuff to do this evening. But I digress. The left has been tripping over. It was interesting where the story was going. I was in the hotel. I got into the hotel this morning in Miami. Of course, I turned on CNN. I was just kind of flipping around. Usually, there's some channels, and most places the cable you'll find the news in certain places. And I thought I'll just turn it on a little bit. If nothing else, it's a nice little night light that keeps me so I can kind of get ready for bed and do stuff without turning all the big bright lights on. And I was listening to I happened to flip through up to CNN, found that real quick, first of all, and just kind of thought, well, this is interesting. Listen to these guys. It was Van Jones, and I think some others were on there. Aaron, what's her name? And they're all going on about, how did this happen? How could this possibly have happened? They're an immense. They didn't win the popular vote here, and they know they got trounced. This wasn't even close. And they know it. Now, if the other 10 million people who voted for Biden in 2020 would have showed up, 10 million people all of a sudden vanished from the face of the earth. I don't know what happened to them. They were convinced they had this locked up. John Stewart threw a fit the other day. I think I might have said something about this in yesterday's show. Or maybe I just saw it yesterday. John Stewart, he threw a little fit. No, this was just, this just happened. I wouldn't have said this on the show yesterday because this is after, I found this out after the show. He's mad at the pollsters. He's blaming the pollsters because the pollsters had him convinced that they were going to win and there was no problem. And, oh, look, we're going to win. What more would you have done? You spent $1.2 billion on this campaign, doing everything you possibly could. But like I said, you can't run on Orange Man Bad, Kamala Black Woman, have to have a Black woman president. If you don't vote for her, you're the guilt trip thing on the vote. And no policy. No policy whatsoever. Well, my values haven't changed. Well, that's scary because we've heard some really weird stuff come out of your mouth. Are you for fracking or against fracking? Are you for Israel or are you for Gaza? Are you for, what do you, well, my values haven't changed. She had a Teflon answer for everything. Well, that's why I think it's a discussion we need to have. That's not an answer. She loves doing that. Well, I think that's a discussion we need to have. How do you feel about legalizing marijuana? I think that's a discussion we need to have. In other words, she's for it. She's not going to say it. We need to have that discussion. Well, we are having a discussion. That's why we're having a discussion, right? That's what we're having right now is a discussion. I bring up the question. You answer what your feelings are on it. And we go back and forth and we have some discourse and we have some opinions. We share opinions and we maybe work through the logic of the whole thing. Donald Trump was asked that by Theo Vaughn. They went back and forth and they had a discussion about it. This is not a discussion. This is just you saying, yeah, we need to talk about that. Well, that's what we're doing right now. We're talking about it. Why don't we just talk about it? I digress. We have, but this is where they're at. Of course, so Jon Stewart is all mad at the pollsters. I'm not going to believe anything you say anymore. Blah, 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 blah. What's your option? What's your other option? I think the amazing thing about this whole thing is just that they were so caught off guard, and that one of the things that they were saying on this panel, you know, they were tripping over themselves trying to figure out who to blame. Of course, then on The View, I guess it was yesterday on The View, it might have been today, they were talking about this one lady had some actual making some sense. She said Latino men showed up in 75% of them voted for Trump in this one area. It was a particular sector of the, I think it might have been New Mexico. It was a border state, wherever it was, border county. And everybody else was saying, no, it was misogyny. Couldn't say racism because they're minorities, so they couldn't say that. So they have both cards they can play either way they want to play it. Well, it's misogyny. It's all misogyny. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with policy. I guarantee you if a woman of... This Lawrence O'Donnell guy, he needs to be locked. He needs to go to a hospital. He's got problems. I'm not saying he needs to be locked up. I'm just saying he's got issues. The woman now who is going to be Donald Trump's chief of staff, he's claiming she's the real president. She's the real president. She's the one behind this whole thing. She's the real president. He invited her up on when he was doing his acceptance speech. He invited her up to speak, and she didn't really say anything. She just kind of said hello, and she let her husband speak. She kind of stepped back. That's why she didn't speak, because she can't let anybody know that she's actually the real president. Are you kidding me? She's going to be the real one in charge. Really, the one in charge. Well, who's been in charge of Joe Biden, dude? It would be a lot easier to swallow the crap that he's saying if he just had some consistency in everything he says. And this is a guy who said, Lawrence O'Donnell is a guy who, he's not quite as bad as that other guy that got kicked off of MSNBC, but he says wacko, crazy left. And they're still saying this stuff, and it's all the stuff that caused them to lose the election. It was Orange Man Bad, no policies, no moving. But the contrast was so different because as I was listening to all this crap that they're saying, it was all about who to blame, what to have, what have we done? I turned it over to Fox News, and I can't remember who was on at the time. It was somebody was on it. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't remember who was on. I'm sure it was a repeat. It might have been Gutfeld. I can't remember what it was. Who it was. And it was a discussion. They were playing a recorded discussion with Trump. And it was a totally different conversation. It was a conversation about how the country is going to move forward, what the plans are, what the vision is, everything about how we get this nation back on track, how we get prices down, how we get the leadership team put in place. Everything. It was a night and day different. One was a vision of the country moving ahead and moving forward. The other one was a vision of how are we going to beat this guy? What do we do wrong and how are we going to beat this guy? Letitia James, who is still the AG, I think, in New York or wherever she is, and she's still after him. But she is coming out. She's scared to death, I think. I think she's scared she's going to lose her bar. She's saying this. She comes out with this, now we're going to get Donald Trump. And she has such a phony, just a phony, over-the-top, sensationalized speech pattern. It just drives me nuts. House, we're going to get Donald Trump, and that's what we're going to do. Well, it's a Grammy performance. She'd be great on a movie, in like a cartoon. So we will see what happens here over the next little while. To see what happens. I think there's some other bizarre stuff. Let's talk about all this stuff just real quick. Joe Biden comes out. Makes one of the best speeches ever. Talks about congratulating Donald Trump and all this stuff. He's coherent. He seems like he's still slurring his words and stuff. He's not totally, but he actually makes a nice little speech. He actually sounds like he's happy about something. I don't know. I think Babylon Bee actually has something. They show a picture of him smiling really big, like he's laughing, but like he's smiling really big, and it just says something about, you know, Joe Biden shares his disgust with and humiliation of Kamala losing or something. it's this big picture of him with this big smile. Now, it's one of two things. I don't know what's going on here. All I know is Joe wasn't happy. Neither was anybody in his administration. And Joe and Jill were pretty mad about everything that happened the way it happened. And I can only there's one of two things. Either they got the fix in, they know what they're going to do. They're going to try to get this guy out. They've got something. They've got plan B or C or D or E, Z or whatever they're doing here to get rid of him, keep him from, you know, being actually in the office again. Something's afoot. Rachel Maddow is already talking about how he must have cheated somehow. He cheated somehow because he cheated. He said something about he doesn't need any votes. He doesn't need any more votes. He's got all the votes. You don't even need to vote. He's got all the votes. That's not something someone would say. That's something Donald Trump would say. Donald Trump, you have to understand the context. They'll have like 10 words that he said. And what was the context of what he was talking about here? Was he even talking about the election? Was he talking about something in Congress? They'll play an audio of something, him doing something. But I want to hear the whole thing. And even if he did say it, you have to understand the way he communicates. That's just, well, if you have to explain everything he says. Yeah, because he's from New York. He's just got this. Everybody, he's always talked like this. And everybody's always had to kind of say, okay, we get the spirit of what he's saying. I'm going to be a dictator for day, just only on day one, I'm going to be a dictator. Because he's going to have executive orders. He thinks sees how dictatorial that is to have executive orders. And we're going to drill, 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 and we're going to close the border. Those two things. Well, dictators on day one never stop on day one. They just keep going being dictators. kind of like mandatory vaccines, that kind of dictatorship, is that what you're talking about? Military servicemen and women who are going to lose their jobs because they're not willing to take a vaccine for religious reasons, for whatever reason. Is that the way this is going to work? That's not a dictator. No, that's not. You can't say this. You can't say that. That's not fascism. You know, that's not fascist. We're just telling you what you have. You don't have a right to free speech when it comes to misinformation, or especially concerning our democracy. Now they're upset that this democracy thing ended our democracy. Oh my gosh. And you got these people melting down. These people concern me because, folks, there was one who actually had, she seemed like she was, there was this one clip I was watching. This lady was, younger lady, probably in her 20s, early 20s. She seemed to have some kind of, some sense. At least she had some sense. She was saying, I'd really like to sit down and hear, you know, because I really thought we were going to win. I really thought most of the country was on board with Kamala winning and everything. And I thought we were going to win. And she goes, I'd really like to sit down and hear from these people who voted for him and why they think it's okay to vote for this guy. See, first of all, and then she made some general comments about how he's this and he's that. And I'm like, well, first of all, your comments are too general. What are you saying about how he's going to end the country, how he's going to end this or do that? What are you saying here? How he's going to move the country forward? And I said, well, That's a general statement. What does forward look like to you? Because forward to you might be forward towards something that I don't want to go toward. I'm interested in restoration of our liberties, of our constitutional republic, representative republic. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in a non-establishment person, and that's really they haven't got this. They haven't figured this out yet. The establishment has lied to them and lied to them and lied to them, and yet they still want to believe in the establishment. They just keep sucking it right up. And I think people are tired of this. He's a fascist. He's a Nazi. He's everybody's Nazis. Everybody's this. I think they've overplayed this hand. People are tired of hearing it. And the next Republican's going to be a bigger Nazi. They think J.D. Vance is worse than Donald Trump. They did the same thing with Pence. Oh no, Pence is even worse. Pete Buttigieg said that. He said, "Oh no, if Pence would get in there, he's even worse than Trump." Really? Because I thought Trump was like the worst of the worst. He's worse than Hitler. How much worse can you get? But they're going to have a peaceful transfer of power, supposedly. Now I have to say they're all out there saying, oh, you know, he won the election and he's this and that and he's, you know, this, we're going to, they're like seeing how high and mighty they are. Let's see, these are the elites saying that. Now let's see how it works on the street when the non-government agencies and non-government organizations that Soros funds and everybody else funds. Let's see how it happens now when. Remember how they were protesting? Everything was fine after the election. On, you know, of course, they were still whining and crying and everything was going on. And then, of course, came January 6th. And then, of course, came January 20th at the inauguration. They were throwing a fit and Washington, it was all boarded up and they were destroying downtown. There were riots and throwing bricks and everything else. Pallets of bricks were showing up in the middle of nowhere where there weren't bricks being laid anywhere. Frozen water bottles showing up everywhere. That didn't happen on January 6th, by the way. There weren't pallets of bricks. There weren't, supposedly they were armed, but I don't know what they were armed with. I guess they were armed with sticks, flags, flagpoles are weapons now. You're armed if you have a flagpole. Anyway. We'll see what happens here in the next little while, but it's going to be a very interesting. You know, Trump had over 900 rallies. That's like three a day. two or three a day for a couple of years. That's amazing. Oh, but he's tired. Oh, he's wore out. He's exhausted. He's an old man. I'd say she looks pretty exhausted now. I don't know. She took days off. So that one day she took off, and then she came out later in that day. On her day off, she came out to announce that Kelly said that he's the most fascist person in the world. Oh, well, then if Kelly said it, General Kelly said that, well, oh, he's the one that got fired by Trump, right? Oh, so he doesn't like Trump? So we know he's got to be a good guy if Trump fired him. So we have to believe everything he says. Maybe him and Cheney can get together and run the country. Yeah, folks, we're tired of this, all the rhetoric. It doesn't move us forward. Doesn't unify us. Ones who are calling us names and doing all the blame game is pretty obvious right now. But I digress. We have this will be an interesting weekend. All the talk shows, all the weekend talk pundits, everything that they say. See what they all have to say. I'm not going to really pay that much attention to them. There will be a show on Monday morning and as well as Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning should be a show as well. Wednesday's very who knows what's going to happen on Wednesday. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know what's going to happen. But at least Monday and Tuesday there'll be a show. And then we'll have to just kind of go into the rest of the week. The week following that, I've got to spend some time down in Dallas after the middle of the week. Not the middle of the month, sorry. So around the 20th, somewhere around there, I'm going down to Dallas. So we'll see how that works out. I'm going to be down a couple days. At least that's the plan. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but we'll see. We'll find out. Folks, Shabbat Shalom. Have a great evening, great weekend. God bless. See ya.